Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 178, and it's entitled Flip Your Imagination. You know, so I just barely, you know, first of all, thank you to all of those that actually, like, even though I didn't put any episodes out over the past little bit, because I was actually over in London and I didn't get enough done beforehand, or hardly any done beforehand, and I didn't want to take my stuff with me to London. So anyways, so I went to London and I had the most amazing and incredible time. I mean, I truly did. I saw tons of shows. I went and visited tons of places. I visited the land of some of my ancestors. I went to an amazing coach training with my mentor, Michael Neal. And there was so much that, I mean, there was so much that got packed into those 17 days. For the record, I saw tons of shows, and my favorite was probably Matilda. That was amazing. The little kids in that cast just threw themselves into their roles, and the girl that did the voice of Mrs. Honey just had an incredible voice, and it was incredible and amazing. So, and even if you can't get to London to watch the show, then go on Netflix and you can watch the Matilda musical there, just a movie version of it that's still really, really good. So that was my favorite, and Wicked and Hamilton and Stranger Things was amazing as well. The biggest surprise was probably Back to the Future. Back to the Future was amazing, amazing. I loved it. You know, there was the nostalgia, there was the music, it was just fun. And so anyways, you know, and I saw some others as well, but it's like, I just went and I had this amazing time. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, when you're over there, you're thinking, I'm just going to really enjoy myself. And I did. I felt pretty good about that. I felt, you know, really good about that, and that I, you know, didn't need to necessarily worry too much about what I was doing. You know, I didn't do anything crazy. It's not like I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton. I did go into the Ritz-Carlton, though, and take a really cool picture. And I did go just walk through and, you know, talk to some people, and that was fun. But I didn't stay at the Ritz. You know, I stayed at a place that was, I just rented a room from a guy, and it was super fairly inexpensive for London standards. And, you know, and I met a cool person as well. And so anyways, I had an amazing time. It was incredible. And it probably took me about a week after I got home, because I was gone for like 17 days or something. It took me about a week to just get readjusted, and that's just part of life. You know, it's interesting because I think so often, you know, some of you guys may listen to this for thoughts on, okay, how can I improve my life? What can I fix? And I want you to know that every one of you is truly completely whole, capable, and powerful as you are. And the most powerful thing any of us can do that is so counterintuitive at times is be still and know that I am God. Well, yesterday one of my friends, you know, invited me to go see a movie, like, you know, early in the morning. We went and he's like, hey, let's go see Inside Out 2. Now, I really enjoyed Inside Out 1. I really enjoyed the way they personified all of the different emotions, and I thought it was pretty well done. I thought it was really well done, actually. Well, and so we go and we see Inside Out 2. And even if I saw it for one particular scene, even if I just saw it for that one scene, it would have totally been worth it. Now, backing up a little bit, before I went to London, I was very hesitant. I was very hesitant. You know, and the night that I booked that plane ticket, I knew there was no going back. And that was a decent stretch for me, you know, to book that plane ticket. And I remember that night. I had Google Flights tracking, and so I saw some of the flights were going up in price. And I knew they probably weren't going to come back down. And so I got online and I started looking at flights. And then for probably a good few hours, I just spent time, you know, not just looking at the flights, but once I'd pretty much already decided the flight I was going to take, after that, it was really, really checking in with Heavenly Father. You know, I think Heavenly Father invites each of us to stretch. And I know He invites us to do things that might otherwise make us a bit afraid. You know, maybe it's spending a large amount of money compared to what we normally spend. Maybe it's, I don't know exactly what it is for you, but for me, this was a big stretch. And I knew once I clicked that button, there was no going back. I didn't need, you know, $1,400 of credits on JetBlue. And I checked in probably 1,000 times with Heavenly Father and said, hey, is this a good idea? Are we really doing this? Well, He answered me about 1,000 times. And I finally did. I finally booked the ticket. And then all the other things pretty much came together in order to go. And once I got to London, they have like a subway station, it's called the Tube. When I got on the Tube going from, you know, London Airport, which is Heathrow, towards London for my Airbnb, it's about an hour tube ride. You better believe my thoughts were racing so fast. Oh my goodness, what am I doing here? Do I have enough money to be here? Is this crazy? I mean, literally one of the thoughts was just turn around, go get back on the plane and go home. No, that would have made no sense. And that's the funny part about a lot of our thoughts. Most of them don't make any sense. You know, I would have still, first of all, I would have got back to the airport and they would be like, ah, it doesn't work that way. And we don't have a flight till tomorrow and it's X amount of dollars. And even if that would have worked, I still would have missed out on my training. I still would have forfeited the money I paid for my Airbnb. And so none of those thoughts made sense. And I believe sometimes when it's something we really want to do, or at least most of us wants to do, that we have that the crazy leprechaun voice is going to rear its head a little bit, maybe to keep us safe if we're going that route, and a little bit to prevent us from enjoying our lives. Like I've mentioned before, I believe that there truly is an adversary and he messes with us. And that's where a lot of those thoughts come from that don't make any sense to us. The ugly thoughts, the ones that we don't like. Well, I didn't listen to that voice, and I was also super, super tired. I'd taken a red-eye flight, and I was so tired. I was just trying to stay awake long enough to get to my Airbnb. And I got to my Airbnb, and I ended up staying at the perfect place. And I got a super inexpensive place. I mean, for 17 days, my cost was just a little bit over $1,000 for place. And the most important thing to me, see, last time I went to London, you know, I stayed in some nicer hotels. And when I was there, it was like the beds were really hard. And not this bed. Like, this bed was amazing. There was a desk in there. There was a closet. There was even a little couch. Was it the Taj Mahal? No. Would I stay there again? Yes. in a second. The guy was really nice. I had my own space. It was like 20 minutes away from everything, which in London is actually fairly close. It worked out so well. We try so hard to figure our lives out. We try so hard to understand how everything is going to play out, and the truth is we don't know. I love the scripture, "Be still and know that I am God." That does not mean that I often do that. Like, plenty of times, guys, I worry just as much as you guys might. And I did, like, I didn't have, and I still have to pay off, you know, some of the stuff that I did in London. It was nice because the way it worked out was like the plane tickets were on one credit card statement, so that's already paid off. The Airbnb was on the next one, and then the spending was about half and half on two different statements. And so it actually worked out fairly well, and it always does. You know, we're the ones that worry so much about how everything's going to work out. And the truth is, it's going to work out the way it's going to work out. We imagine horrible, horrible things. I mean, I don't even know what I was imagining on the tube ride from Heathrow to the Airbnb, but it was definitely concerns about money and concerns about how this is going to work out. And, you know, and some even deeper concerns that, you know, that were there as well. Well, none of those really happened. I mean, Heavenly Father has taken care of me all the time. But coming back to this movie that we saw yesterday, so what was the scene that I really, really love? And if I had it in front of me, so there's this particular scene where, so one of the new characters introduced to Inside Out 2 is called Anxiety. And I don't know about you guys, I definitely feel anxious many times in my life. No matter how it comes across, like that is, like I am constantly overthinking about the right choice to make, the wrong choice to make, how it's going to affect everything. And then there's a scene where anxiety kind of takes over the mind, you know, the character Anxiety in this movie. And she changes, like, you know, in the movie, Anxiety is portrayed as somewhat of a bad thing and somewhat of a good thing. Like, I don't know about that. But at least in the movie, it's, you know, it's shown as anxiety is there to help us prepare, to help us be ready. I see that differently. But the part I loved about this is where anxiety takes over the imagination center. So the imagination center goes from having all these wonderful and amazing dreams and imaginations and thoughts and fun to imagining every horrible scenario that could play out. And that's really interesting. And like, I went to the temple this morning. I had a lot of thinking on my mind. You know, I was worried about, you know, certain bills that I have to pay pretty much from London. And the interesting part is like, I'd love to pay them off within a few days, but even if it takes a month and a half, it's not that big a deal. But for whatever reason, it was on my mind. And the impression this morning that came to me was to flip my imagination. And the way I saw that in my mind was, you know, whatever thought I have, flip it. You know, if I have a thought about, oh my goodness, I'm not going to have, you know, like, you know, I'm picturing I'm not going to have enough money to pay my bills, then immediately picture, replace that picture with me with, you know, almost like in the old DuckTales scene where Scrooge is just in this giant money vault that's fun. Like, it doesn't matter whether, I think so often we worry about, well, I don't know about you guys, I worry about tons of stuff. But it's funny because, I mean, money's probably one of those things that I've worried about the most in my life. It's like when I was in London, everything was fun. It was enjoyable. And fortunately, I got, you know, I got some pretty good deals on most of the shows that I saw. But then you come back and you're like, uh-oh, now what do I do? And it's like when I was in London, Heavenly Father's like, Joseph, I've got this. Relax. I've really got this. Relax. Just go enjoy yourself. There was one time we ended up in this really nice restaurant, and I didn't know it was a really nice restaurant until we saw the menu. And I'm like, Heavenly Father, should I just get up and walk out? And he's like, you know, and I really, really did check in to see if I felt peace about staying there. And he's like, no, you're fine, Joseph. Just enjoy yourself and get what you want. And it was, I mean, the bill for that meal was, you know, like 60 bucks for just some regular curry. And so, and I wasn't the only one that felt that way. But I was grateful for the experience because, you know, in that moment, I just felt peace about just staying. I don't know why. What if you could flip every part of your imagination when it starts thinking and conjuring horrible, horrible pictures? Like, there's something that happens in our lives when, I mean, something just shifts when we change from thinking about life being a magical dream to worrying about paying our bills to worrying about everything, not understanding and knowing that we don't control any of it anyways. So I don't know what it is that you guys worry about, but flip your imagination. You know, for example, if you're picturing writing a book and nobody reading it and, oh, it's going to be awful, then flip that and picture everybody reading it. I mean, you can literally see, like, you know, you picture just a long line of people, an entire stadium of people reading your book. And then everybody running up to you afterwards and just hounding you and saying, oh my goodness, that was the greatest thing I've ever read. You've changed my life. Isn't that funner? Well, it's interesting because when I was in London, we did this particular exercise in this training, this coaching training with my mentor, where I realized that I use my this creative imagination factory. I use it 99% to think of all the things that are horrible, that aren't going to work out, and awful, awful things. And I use it less than 1% for thinking of the most amazing things I could ever imagine. Do you know the funny thing, though? I really do believe, because this was, I mean, the impression given to me this morning in the temple was, hey, Joseph, flip your imagination. You know, like, the imagination factory and Inside Out, like I finally was able to pull up at least a very small clip of it online on YouTube, and it's got all these screens, so all these characters, you know, they write these scenes, and you know they're almost like drawing little storyboards, and then they come to life on the screens. Well, every one of us is bringing to life all the things that we don't want to bring to life. We're bringing to life about how horrible and awful our lives are going to be instead of how amazing and incredible they're going to be. Regardless whether those things happen or not, I am going to live a much more pleasant life if I have an imagination full of wonder, joy, and excitement instead of having an imagination factory of horrible, horrible things. And so are you. I mean, picture yourself getting your ideal job. Picture yourself working with your ideal clients. But any time that you have a thought that you don't want to have, flip it. Yes, I mean, that'd be wonderful if you could, like, just let it go. And that's cool, too, if you want to. But I don't know. I think we've got so much working on our minds. The whole let it go thought, like let the thought go, it hasn't entirely worked for me. You know, and this isn't something you have to go through and like just force every single thought that you have. You have to immediately flip it. I'm meaning like as a practice, even for the next week, simply try when a thought comes in that you don't want to have, just flip it. Okay, well, I don't want to have that thought. What thought do I want to have? I asked my mentor, what was the tipping point? Like, at what point would I finally just be this way? And I asked him kind of like what percentage of the day I needed to be like this. And he said, 1.5%. Then I, you know, asked him why. And he said, once you're on the journey, once you're wise to what you're doing, like, so in this case, once I'm wise to, wow, I'm really misusing my imagination. I mean, even Mark Twain said something to the extent of 90% of the horrible things that I've thought of have never happened to me. Like, all you got to do is flip it. Flip the scene. Flip your imagination. I'm thinking of horrible, horrible monsters. To thinking of wonderful, lovely things. And I think you'll be quite surprised and amazed what will begin to happen in your life. You know, one of the things that happened to me while I was in London, and I might do a longer one about this. One night I happened to stumble into the M&M store. The Lego store across the way was closed, and so I just stumbled into the M&M store, and I came across this phrase that says, I'm afraid of what might happen if I relax. That's me. That's been me for so long, to just allow myself to relax. And I brought that up, and we had a wonderful conversation with my mentor. And then the next day I asked him, okay, well, what's the magic bullet, is what I was really asking. He's like, Joseph, did you relax and enjoy your life a little bit more yesterday than the day before? And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, just do that. So guys, I want you to just focus on flipping your imagination. Allow, you know, that scripture of be still and know that I am God. And also allow yourself to relax into who you really are. That was the other thing that was there, is to just be you. I've got a guy that's become a good friend of mine that lives quite a ways from me, but he's just himself. And because he's just himself, more people want to be around him. And, you know, I love his energy. I love his joy. It's so I just want every one of you, flip your imagination to think of the most amazing, wonderful, incredible things happening instead of the most awful, awful things happening. And whatever you guys have been inspired to do, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, That's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form. Fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.